My name is Brandon Tryon. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, originally. And I'm very prepared. I have actually 4 first aid kits at my house right now. I have a number of flashlights, candles. I have water to last me for at least 4 or 5 weeks. And I think I'm pretty prepared.
Hi, my name is Kira Thompson, and I'm from originally McLean, Virginia. And so because I'm from the East Coast, I don't really have much experience at all with earthquake prevention. And I was unable to participate in the simulation earlier this morning, so I still have no idea what to do.
Do you think you're going to get an earthquake kit if you stay in California a little longer?
No, I don't think so.
My name is Emily Bonham from Santa Monica, California. I feel pretty prepared because I keep like an earthquake kit, so I have food and energy charged like flashlights and those big silver like keeping warm like cape things, and so I feel pretty prepared.
I'm David Medzarian from Long Beach.
What do you think it does for a community in Southern California in general to have drills like this?
I think it really raised awareness. In my class today, we climbed under the tables, and even though everybody laughed about it, we really had a discussion afterwards about how we need to be prepared, how it could happen any time, and just that it's something we need to be aware of.
I'm Shauna Witherspoon. I'm from Torrance, California.
We have a list here. It's from people who sell earthquake safety kits and stuff like that. Why don't you take a look through that? What do you think? Like, I mean, is it necessary?
I would say that a lot of this looks like a pretty good idea to me. Especially, I know people might not think about this, but the pet preparedness thing, I don't think we have a lot of that. And like, yeah, I don't want my dog to like be all not prepared for an earthquake.